USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
While still calling the investigation a hoax and a witch hunt, President Trump has reacted to a New York Times report by saying that he's allowed and encouraged all members of his staff to fully cooperate with the special counsel's Russia investigation. That after the Times claims that Doug McGahn, the White House counsel, has cooperated to protect himself. President Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, claims the report is a hoax.
There was no obstruction. They can't prove it, and they are trying to get the president to testify. And they're hoping that if they put out a story like this, in which they suggest that McGahn is cooperating against him, but don't say it. They don't say that. That he'll want to come in and explain himself.
Giuliani was speaking on Justice with Judge Jeanine on Fox News. And this is USA Radio News.
You remember how on the Phil Harris show, Frankie Remley always knew a guy that could get you a deal, that could hook you up? Guess what? I'm that guy right now, and I'm going to do that for you. You've heard me talk about for the last year how my sleep's improved dramatically with my pillow. It really has changed my life. I want you to feel how great I feel. I'm hooking you up. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, you can get four pillows for about the price of a single MyPillow. How? Go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA, click on the four-pack special. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows like I sleep on every night, two go-anywhere pillows that are travel size. You can take them anywhere. 100% machine washable, dryable, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Try it. You don't like it, return it. Why buy just one when you can get the four-pack special? Use my discount code USA. Go to 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA and do it now.
The U.S. Geological Survey says yet another earthquake has shaken the Indonesian island of Lombok nearly 2 weeks after a major quake killed more than 430 people there. This quake was measured at 6.3 magnitude. No injuries have yet been reported on the island, which is a popular tourist spot. A former Secretary General of the United Nations has passed away in Switzerland.
I have often said that you can take the man out of the U.N., but you can't take the UN out of the man.
That was former UN Secretary General and Nobel Peace Prize winner Kofi Annan in 2006. He is dead at age 80. Annan, who was born in Ghana, served as the seventh UN Secretary General from 1997 to 2006 and was the first to rise from the ranks of the UN staff.
That's USA Radio's Wendy King. Find us online anytime or at usaradio.com.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
President Trump is accusing social media of discriminating against Republican and conservative voices. He tweeted yesterday, quote, "Speaking loudly and clearly for the Trump administration, we won't let that happen." The president didn't say specifically what he would do about it, though. He again accused CNN and MSNBC of being fake news, adding, "Yet I do not ask that their sick behavior be removed." 14 Backstreet Boys fans are recovering from injuries they suffered when a storm knocked over the concert entrance trusses at an Oklahoma concert last evening. Windstar World Casino issuing a statement that said it started to evacuate the outdoor concert venue at 5 o'clock Saturday afternoon because the storm was approaching, but it said about 150 fans ignored the evacuation warning, and in the end, 14 were injured when a 70 to 80 mile an hour wind gust and heavy rain knocked over the trusses about a half hour later. And the British government's investigating reports that grave robbers have been plundering the wrecks of World War II vessels in the Pacific Ocean, including the battleships HMS Prince of Wales and the HMS Repulse. They're reportedly damaged or destroyed by scavengers because of their high steel content, but they're also the final resting place for hundreds of Royal Navy sailors. For U.S.